turundusuudised.
Our news come from discern.com, the news portal that tells us that UK government has made the creative sector a priority in its new industrial strategy, signaling what industry representatives are calling a potentially new, bold and imaginative understanding of business. And the creative industries is one of the sectors, one of the five sectors that gets special attention about how to recover after Brexit. And to give it even more power, they have stated that there are five important sectors that is that they have told that that are important for kind of after the Brexit world. And they told that tell that the sectors are, let me find here, life sciences, ultra low emission vehicles, industrial digitalization, and the nuclear industry. So how would you comment this this news?
It's very interesting, actually. I didn't read the actual article, just the quote that you sent me. I didn't have the time, sorry. But UK has been very active in developing creative industries. I think the creative industries term is probably invented by the UK officials. I really admire their way of doing business in creative industries, such as TV production. I love English TV drama. They have a huge game industry, a lot of good companies there. They have, you know, the pop culture from the Brits is it's a phenomenon of its own. So I really admire the way they are taking creative industries into account. Of course, they now have to kind of, after Brexit, they have to concentrate on certain areas of industries in order to kind of make a unique entity of the British economy compared to the European ones.
Absolutely.
And I think it's a very it's a clever thing to take creative industries into account because they have a very strong one compared to many other countries in Europe. For example, I would say that Spanish creative industries or even French creative industries, it's nothing compared to the British creative industries entity. So it's a good thing. And this also tells about the general rise of let's say the planning intensive industries in the world, because also UK population is very highly educated. They have a lot of talent for planning, not so much manufacturing anymore, but for planning. And they have to keep these people, the highly educated people, active. And creative industries is it's a part of economy that you really need this design and planning skills and all this abstract thinking.
Absolutely. I was just when I read the news and understood that creative industries, it's something that is put together with at the same level with the nuclear industry. It seemed that in Estonia, as we see, the creative industries are just starting and developing, and the companies are small and tiny, and we try to them help them really to grow and to be something. And now we see that in Great Britain, it's kind of absolutely on a different level. So it was really, really surprising.
Yes, it is totally different level. I mean, you know, thinking just the literature in the English speaking world, it's huge. And of course, they have the advantage of speaking English that everybody understands at certain level, and everybody's learning all over the world. So they have the advantage of providing content in a lingua franca that everybody gets something of.
Yeah.
Even my 8-year-old, who is not studying English yet, gets some words and is very keen to to learn. So They are a totally different thing, but they also show us example of how you can actually start respecting new areas of economy because of the whole global economy change. And also, as now when the consumers have much more power compared to, 20 years ago, the consumers are making the decisions. They are making the marketing. They are even making the product design, and they are making the content for not TV, but for YouTube. So you have to be able to serve these consumers. And creative industries, that's also the layer that actually gives the final touch to whatever industry products. Was it machinery or newspaper media or hospital equipment or whatever? You need creative talents in order to design the end product in the way that it's usable and that it looks good and that it's appealing to the user.
Excellent. Kati, when do you think Finland is going to be in that level, telling that creative industries are one of our top pillars for development, or have they already told it?
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm sorry to say that the Swedish government and the Danish government have already done it. They
Okay.
actually have creative industries and design as one of the spearheads of their government strategy nowadays. But Finland hasn't come there yet. But then again, let's say our game industry is one of the biggest in Europe and also biggest globally. We have more than double turnover compared to Swedish game industry. So we have some creative industry sectors like games or design. Even music is growing quite fastly nowadays. Finnish pop music is quite interesting, at least on the European and US level. So we are getting there, but it's not easy. And of course, it needs a little bit luck as well in order to succeed. You need good timing and good luck. So
Very good. Absolutely.
we cannot say.